Okay,
that's good enough. I just want to know it. And then the question is for Berthold on this conversion of the contracted development director to a full-time development director, a paid W-2 employee. Am I understanding that? He's now a union employee with full benefits. And then the other factor of counting the people who come in that you call contractors that are doing part-time work during fund drive. So you're listing them as FTEs, but they're not employees. They're contractors. Am I understanding that correctly?
Berthold, can you address that?
Yes. That was my attempt to I know the Pacifica Foundation is moving towards eliminating the idea or reducing greatly the idea of consultant, because the word consultant has always been a word that that has raised a lot of eyebrow and so forth and so on. And hopefully by the time next year come, we'll be able to clear up exactly the definitions of those terms. But in the meantime, you know, when I put those as two FTEs, it gives us a better understanding of what's going on, because these are really employees. People are working the tally, and then they're actually working as an employee for that period of time. So at least in the budget, maybe not, you know, in the actual sense, those people would show, you know, we would have an idea of how many FTEs we actually really need to operate the shop.
Okay,
so
but
now, as far as the other part is, I mean, that's a discussion that, you know, you would have to have with Arlene and LeVon going forward, and as far as recognizing FTEs and so on.
But you're moving the contracted development director to a full-time employee.
Yeah, I moved that, and I didn't think about this at this point yet. I mean, it's to the pleasure of this committee to decide whether or not we're going to leave that person.
And then my question on that is the last question, and I'll get off the queue. Did you put out a full notice or like an advertisement inviting people to apply for that position?
Oh, yes, I did.
And you wound up deciding that it would go to the person who you'd subcontracted for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we do that, we will put an ad again out. I mean, we'll
put an ad out for the contractor. Now you'd put out another ad if it's for full time.
Yes.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to say something, if I could, and then Kim, I will call on you next.
Yeah. And then Arlene, check.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad to see WBAI with a small income before central services, at least, although there are a couple of things we're going to have to do in terms of the loan and the depreciation and a couple of other items that need to be added to this budget. So it will be a smaller number than the $333,000 that is currently in there. But we should note that revenue has been going up and total expenses look to be projected at least a couple hundred thousand dollars less than in 2011, which may be all that's sort of humanly possible here. We may need to be looking at, I assume that the number that's in 6400 and 6412, the central services, the shared expenses, is the number that would be paid if the 19.5% were assessed. Is that correct? Somebody answer me. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
The $517,000 would be the full central services payment.
Yes. It would be it's broken down into ERA and
right. Right, the 517 combined. I think for all practical purposes, and we're better off being honest about this, due to expenses that we cannot cut, because I don't think WBAI is actually overstaffed at this point in time, and a lot of these other expenses are fixed, not all of them, but a good chunk of them, and we're going to have to put back in the caging and put in some kind of a depreciation surplus, not a surplus, of course, but, you know, and accounting for it. And there's a loan, as Alex pointed out, these things are going to have to go back in, that we may be well served to project something like a 10 or 12% central services rate overall rather than 19.5%. I think that's realistic in terms of what we're going to get, and look at that as a budget balancing device with, you know, saying what Bill is saying, which is that we have to stop doing this. But I think that we don't really have a whole lot of other options here once we correct the errors in this budget.
Could you say again how the amount you are suggesting?
I think for this year, with discussed, we're going to have to project that WBAI might be able to do about, I don't know. The archives depends on their money, so that's not going to adjust. The national office portion is going to have to be projected. It's less than it is. Maybe 50% of what's in that piece of paper. Otherwise, I don't see how we get even close. Because we've got another at least $100,000 to put back in expenses in this budget. So it's going to fly out pretty fast. And I don't think there are expenses to cut that will compensate.
Still,
I have a couple suggestions, but they're not going to get us to the number that we need to be at. Okay, I had Kim followed by Bill.
Well, first of all, based on that, I don't think that's a that may be what National has to figure out they're going to get, but I don't want to lower that rate. I think all the other stations will flip out.
I'm not lowering it. I'm suggesting that we budget for the fact that it's not all going to get paid, which is the reality and has been the reality for a decade. Well, not a decade, but for a substantial period of time. It's been a weakness in Pacifica's budgets that we assume that this money is there, and it is not.
Yeah. Also, I'm really kind of shocked and very uncomfortable with this loan for an employee.
I don't think it was a loan for an employee. But
that's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, okay.
Is that not correct, Bertold? Isn't that exactly what you said? But hold on, I have to answer this other call.
Mm-hmm.
Our ball for a fast.
Did you hear me? I asked to be on the stack some time ago, Tracy.
I did not hear you. There was Kim, and then there was Bill. I will put you after Bill, and then I heard our Paul. Bill?
Okay, thank you. I know you're in a really tough situation, and I really appreciate all the work you're doing to help turn things around and increase fulfillment and get members back. But not being able to pay the central services is really hard. I mean, the archives depend on it. We need to pay our bills to Democracy Now! And FSRN and other places. And so just maybe this isn't unfair to get you to answer this right now on the spot, but if you had to cut another $100,000 or $200,000 from the budget, could you do it? Or what would you cut? Any ideas?
I would focus on raising money, grants, loan, things like that. There's nothing to cut here. Let's go over it quickly. My major expenses are, after that, everything else is like, you know, game. My major expenses are rent, the two rents, add up to about $600,000. And salary. Salary has been reduced. We've kind of, as I mentioned about the operations, we've reduced, we kind of trimmed that, you know, maybe we have a little reduction. But our major expenses are rent, salary. Another big expense is the telephone. Not really. And premiums. We've done the best we can to reduce premiums, our costs. We utilize Pacifica Radio Archives. We've been utilizing Pacifica Radio Archives a lot more than probably most, and a lot more than before.
If you want to focus on revenue, that's fine. I mean, I like that, what you said. I'd rather increase revenues if we can do it than have to make cuts. But how would you do that?
I think there is not much space to cut. You know, because the major things between the tower rent, the office rent, and the premium, as I mentioned, and something else I mentioned before, everything else is minute. You know, you can move things here, there, and everywhere. You know, and of course the salary. We do not actually have right now anyone in the membership department. The membership department is made up of myself, the business manager, the development director who helps there, and everyone else is who steps in. So I do not foresee any more cuts. We are making up for this by this development director has been we've been getting like 12 to 15 interns a semester here helping us out. I just got a few, last week for this new semester. But it will have to be, we'll have to find a way to increase grants and major donors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Arlene, you were next on the stack. Then we're going to go to Art Paul.
I have a couple of things. One is that I agree with Bill that we really need to see great improvement on what's coming into national. It's not fair to the rest of the foundation. On the other side of the coin, we have some extraordinary expenses there that we're trying hard to find some answers to, and it's probably going to take longer than this year to solve those problems. The other issue that I wanted to address is the development director there. From what I've seen so far, that position it has been a real asset in helping to bring up the revenues and increase the funding at this point, and I see it as a pretty essential position. I also see it as a position that cannot be continued as a consulting position. It has to be it will get dinged by the tax commission in New York if we leave that position in that situation any longer. We need, if we're going to have it, it has to be an employee position.
Okay, R. Paul.
Arlene is right about the consultancy issue. In terms of the loan that has come up, and it's a matter of some disagreement. Some area. I don't know how it resolves. There are various claims being made by some committee members regarding this, so I don't know. It probably needs to be, maybe it needs to go to some professional services at the national office or something to look at this. Regarding the overall fact that BAI is still not really holding its own enough, we do the quarterly reports, and I don't know if I sent it to the PNB. I don't know if anybody ever read any of that, but basically you can look at it. BAI is getting better. It's not getting better enough to really be a go-getter, but it's improving, and we have to look at the reality of the situation. WBAI had stuff going on with it and around it that really depressed things. It depressed income, and it kind of exacerbated outgo, so to speak. And you can't expect years and years of this with the cooperation of people in other geographic areas. You can't expect to reverse that in a couple of years. It's being reversed, And I think we do need to find a way to move faster, but that gets into political and philosophical things that are not the venue of the purview of the Finance Committee. But I think that it's getting better, and there's not a whole lot else we can do about it. We have to all, you know, work better and hope that WBAI can continue to improve and after a bit hit some quantum improvement instead of the, you know, one foot in front of the other. At some point we'll get a bicycle and move a little bit faster. So, yeah, it is unfortunate that BAI is not able to have big surpluses, which I think we have the potential to do at some point. But we are getting better, and I think that we have to look at how it got that way and realize, you know, you don't heal instantaneously. It takes a while to heal, and this really is like an organic healing process that BAI has been going through for the past, 2.5 years or so. So it's getting better, and that's it, I guess.
Arlene is sick again.
Okay, is there anybody else on the stack?
Alex.
Okay.
And
Arlene
Bill,
and then
Bill,
Alex.
Yeah.
Okay, heard you, Bill. Arlene.
Okay, I just I remembered one thing. Our national technical director tells me that there is still one portion of the phone system to be dealt with, and that when that's dealt with, that would amount to savings of approximately $18,000 a year.
Okay. Alex?
Yes. Just in general, I hope the Finance Committee passes this budget with the adjustments we've discussed. I wish we could have presented a completely deficit-free budget, but the reality is that we do have these extraordinary fixed expenses. There's not a hell of a lot we can do about that. There has been a dramatic improvement, so you have to look at it from that a more long-term perspective. And that's about it. I think we've had a good discussion so far.
Okay. This is Tracy with a question or a point of information. I do not want to exacerbate any sore points. I just want to know this for myself. If it's possible, on the open stream, what is the amount of central services that WBAI paid to the national office this year to date?
This is Lavoie.
About.
Get it on my little sheet here.
LaVarne, after you answer that, can you also say what BAI paid in 2010 and
sure,
in 2009?
Yeah. So I think that's good information. Yes. Yes.
Okay. We can start with 2009, 2010, and say zero. And 2011, there was some they did do some transfers for central services, absolutely. So I'll
in 2011, tell us
11,
the approximate amount?
It was zero. I meant 11. So there was some transfers for central services in 11, and definitely they have paid for the directly from radio archives. So they've definitely done that. I believe they're on target with the 2.5% to Pacifica Radio Archives. It's the part of the national office that is a smaller amount, but they did pay to the radio archives this year, so I believe they're on target there. So yeah, it's the reverse this year, so that's very good. But I'll have to give you the exact amount. We have a couple of worksheets here.
Okay. Thank you. I just thought realism is a good way to proceed. Okay. I guess at this point we need to start working towards a motion of what it is that we do have to pass on some kind of a budget to the PNB. So
Bill,
I'd like...
Yeah, so I'd like us to start crafting what modifications we would make to the document in front of us. Bill, you're up.
Okay, well, maybe I'm crazy, but you know, I like to look for long-term solutions. We need to survive in the short term too. But I like what Berthold said about increasing revenue through development, grants, major donors. What if we added another person to help the new development director? Would that be realistically pay for that person within a year, and then maybe much more so the following year? Is that possible, or something like that?
I think the best way to go about it would be mostly to get. You know, the best way to go about it is would be to. As a matter of fact, I'm talking to the WPFW about it right now. We're collaborating to see if we can put our heads together towards, you know, understanding what we need to do, what are our strengths at each station, and then we can utilize each other to build and apply for grants and all that kind of stuff. Also, I would not want to put a specific salary somewhere for someone to do that because, you know, the truth is a development director needs about a year to start producing. I mean, the one we've had now has been here for 5 months, and we've had a lot of stuff, but it's because that person was familiar with WBAI and had volunteered a lot of hour, like maybe like 3 months prior to that. So, you know, she was like in more full speed going into that situation. I think the development director and then Arlene and the network could mostly decide on hiring consultants here and there to help us with specific projects to get them done. You know, finding experts on specific issues and things and get them to help us finish a project. Not only that, probably should not only be on the WBI project, but national project in general for the Pacifica National, in fact, for Pacifica. And I think that might be a better way to spend the money, a wiser way, because I would not want to just have a salary, because that new person assisting the development director also would need to start getting, you know, acquainted, and then would have to, you know, would need another 6 months to get into speed.
Arlene to the stack.
Okay, Arlene.
In my opinion, and I think it's pretty much what Berthold was saying, we would benefit if we put in some dollars to be spent on grant writing and perhaps a really good fundraising consultant, you know, a few dollars in those two areas. Not a full-time position, and those could be done on contract.
For the national office or WBAI?
For WBAI, I'm talking about right now. I'm not sure the dollars are there to work with, but on the other side of the coin, I have the feeling that we could more than make back what we spent on those two areas.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I have another suggestion. That you're not going to like.
We love those kinds of suggestions.
Yeah. I keep saying that if the WBAI board could raise $120,000 a year, that's $12,000 a month, to some things that they are doing, $12,000 a month is 12,000 divided by 24 members. That's $500 a month each. So they could figure out how to bring in members that give in electronic fund transfers on a regular basis. So if you're saying people are giving us $20 a month, that's 25 members each, you know. But anyway, so, I mean, I've done the math a few times. If the board, if each LSB could kind of come up with that on their own, And they will use that as a discretionary income for marketing and then using that money for the consultant for all five stations. I think that might be the booster that we need to do extra activities that would bring us to that next level.
Okay. Well, I'm getting fairly close to proposing a motion here, but let's have some more discussion because we don't really have anything else to do but this budget tonight, and we still have 30 minutes or so to go. Campbell?
Yes. The notion of the boards, LSBs, being able to raise money, I think in as a group that's something that can and should be undertaken, and it makes a lot of sense. I think that if you're looking for individual angels within the group, I think that what's subject to take place is that you run the risk of changing the nature of Pacifica, and people who are putting up money for a seat on a board are going to expect a return. And, you know, unless you find just an angel who just loves giving. But, you know, also insofar as the kind of accountability that's going to be required of our organization, I think that's going to be something that's perhaps a bit more challenging than this entity has been inclined to engage. So I think that that's something that ought to be thought through very carefully before it's just kind of, you know, suggested, oh, gee, can't the LSB raise money, $500 per? That's something that's going to be more than a notion, and it's going to have consequences. Thank you.
Okay, I'm fiddling around with some numbers here to try to come up with something that I would propose as a motion. Who else would like to ask some questions or talk about this a bit? Because I'm not quite ready to do that. Bertold, do you have anything to add? Or
no, I think this has been a very pleasant meeting and constructive. And I do kind of understand, and it's frustrating that, you know, that conversation always comes up that WBI is not paying its fair share. And I cannot wait to get to the point where this is not going to be part of the conversation anymore.
I know.
But, you know, on the other end, we are probably going to be able to pay about a little less than half of the central service this year compared to nothing the previous year. Hopefully it will be progressing in that way. My hope is within the next 2 years that we would become solvent. And then part of that money would be coming from grants and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully from reduction in rent or something of that sort.
Okay. Well, I'm still fiddling with some numbers. Does anybody else want to jump in here?
Well, I have a question. I know there's been a lot of talk about the moving, and is it now at this point that you are expecting to find some place that would be less rent?
Oh, that's a difficult question. We are working. Our development director is working, you know, very hard, and we are looking at some good locations and stuff like that, but we have no money. So what we are doing, we are looking for places where we could move that would give us a lease with option to buy, because we would not want to spend money on something that would be lost. I mean, we already have no money. So that's the first thing we are looking at. The second part is, The answers to those questions will come if, in another couple of months, we see, you know, with the result of the grants and reaching out to city officials, you know, and so forth and so on. But we are looking at the rent here at 120 Wall Street where we are. We are looking at other places, and then we are making comparison and analysis. There's a strong possibility that we may have to stay here at 120 Wall Street for another 2 years, so that would be the difficult part, to negotiate that contract with the landlord, because the landlord wants a 10-year contract. He wants to lock us in. The terms are not favorable, what he wants, but, you know, the options are, you know, maybe a possibility of prolonging the rent here for another 2 years, or if everything works out really well and great, that we would move out. But, you know, we are already a year and 4 months, 5 months away from the expiration of our lease. So it's a very difficult situation. I wish we had another 2 years ahead of us. But it's frustrating also because, you know, you look at locations and you're looking at possibilities, and sometimes you find great deals that you cannot move on yet until we start getting some capital in. Our development director is now fully focusing on writing grants, reaching out to city council members, arts endowment, that kind of stuff. I'm an optimist, so I'm dreaming of moving out of here, but I just wanted to put the whole picture to you. I hope I'll come to DC and, you know, we might make a presentation on what we've been doing, you know, but DC also has to move, so, you know, that makes it hard on the network.
Thank you.
Came into the stack. What happens if they don't renew this lease for 2 years? Hello?
Yes?
What happens if they don't renew the lease for 2 years?
Actually, in New York, I think they came as a CQI. They would have to give you give you an extension for a certain amount of time. So we probably would have another 3 months. I'm certain of that. We discussed that. At least another 3 months. We are looking at other possibilities. In another 3 months, we'll be pretty clear what we're doing. We have spoken to the landlord. We've had a proposal from the landlord that would need negotiation. We have looked at other places.
When is your lease up?
December 2012.
So you have another year.
Yeah, a year and a half.
Less than a year and a half.
Yeah, fast. Like a year.
This is Bill. I have another question, too.
We have to make preparations long before.
Arlene, we have to be careful what we're discussing on open call about contracts.
That's right.
Bill, I have another quick question.
Everyone. Okay, I am coming close to some kind of a proposal, but I need about 2 more minutes or 3 more minutes. Does anyone else? Do we just want to keep talking? I appreciate the fact that people are hanging in and being candid and all of that.
Well, I have a question for Bertel about cash flow.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, on the cash flow tab of the budget, well, it says at the top fiscal year 2010, but I think it really means 2011 because the months are all labeled 2011. It shows central services fees for all of this fiscal year. Is that right? Totaling $443,000 for the national office and $65,000 for PRA. Is that correct for FY11? For next year or what?
No, it's 2012. It should be 2012.
Okay.
Let me find a sheet. Yeah, this, with that number, yes, that's 2012, because that is not part of the budget.
Okay. But you're saying you might not be able to hit about a half that or a little less.
What's that? I'm sorry.
But you're saying you might not be able to get to about half of that, of what's on the budget?
Being central services.
Central services?
Yes, about half.
Okay.
I need to change the header. Okay. So there,
I have two questions, if I could. Lavarne, could you tell us if we use the same depreciation basis we've been using for everybody else? You know, what's in the audit, the approximate amount that we would be allocating for WBAI, number one. And number two, Berthold, could you go a bit into the capital portion of the budget and talk a bit about these items and what's wish listy and what's essential?
Okay. Capital, okay. Capital expenses, right? Capital expenditures?
Yeah. Yes, under capital expenditures. I just want to know sort of what is hinged on something that catastrophe will happen if you don't move forward with. What's more in the wish list category?
The furniture, office equipment, and telephone. The 752 is, I believe, is our telephone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you what you've got in here, because it looks like some of the figures are just carried over from the 2011 budget. I've got furniture, office, and equipment. I've got $9,000.
Uh-huh.
Computers, I've got $10,000. Technical equipment, I've got $3,000. Transmitter, I've got $6,000. Antenna, I've got $1,800. Leasehold improvements, I've got $29,500. And since some of those numbers are carried over from 2011, I'm figuring, and you didn't, obviously you didn't spend it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that
I believe antenna, transmitter, technical equipment should definitely be there.
Okay. Are you willing to compromise a bit on the furniture, computers?
I'm sorry?
So we could potentially go with a lower number on furniture, computers, and leasehold.
On computers, on furniture, that is telephone. That's the the monthly payment.
That's the telephone system. Okay. Computers. How bad are the computers?
They're very bad. We haven't replaced our computers in a long time. I recently bought 3 new computers this year. And
mm-hmm.
I donated one of my laptops, spent a few dollars, and we upgraded it. So I think, maybe not 10,000, but we should definitely, our computer we bought was like $800. So we should at least buy, I think we should buy at least 5 more computers or computer-related items. So
right.
I would say, we can reduce that by half, and I'm not happy with that, but if we have to reduce.
Okay, next question is leasehold improvements, $29,500. Is that money that we have to spend or that we could not spend?
That could probably be reduced a bit.
You want to throw out, a loose number?
Absolutely.
Could I go down to 15? Or is that part of
it? To what? Half?
Could I go down to $15,000, or is that too low to go?
$20 would be fine. For example... let me give an example. Everything here can blow at any time. We're praying. And then I was trying to kind of build money towards you know, fixing equipment in the future and during the coming year. Air conditioner in the main studio and all that stuff is basically not working. So we need to buy a condenser for that thing, like $4,000. And it's going to cost us an average over $5,000 to buy a new condenser and have it installed and have that taken care of. So I do believe some of those things that we've never taken into consideration before, I kind of padded them a bit because, you know, our equipment are old and failing. So $20,000 maybe I say would be acceptable, but $15,000.
Okay. No, I'm just asking because I'm not there.
Question?
Yeah.
What line are you on with this? Oh, we're in the depreciation spreadsheet, right?
Capital. I'm in the capital expenditures, yes.
Okay. All right.
And I'm
950 to 57.
Okay, so I've 1593969. All right, so the last item, Arlene, is for LaVarne. LaVarne, could you clarify what the depreciation allocation would be for WBAI?
LaVarne, yes, it would be about $1,000 a month because the remaining... it was about... I'm looking at the national office here. It should be about $1,000 a month.
Takes me to 614.
Look at the sheet.
Okay.
Here.
All right. I don't quite know how to do this exactly, but I think that I sort of have a motion. Well, let me try to figure out how to do this. Based on the feedback that everybody gave, I went through the proposed 2012 budget. I had to do a little bit of Excel work to make things add up. And I made a number of changes in a number of expense categories. I can summarize them. After making those changes, and there is a reduced central services payment to the national office for WBAI, I come up with a surplus after capital. No, I don't come up with a surplus after capital. I come up with a small deficit after capital of about $30,000, which includes a depreciation allocation. But I do have a $15,000 surplus projected before capital. It only allocates $150,000 in shared services from WBAI to the national office, and the same $66,000 to the archives because they have no way to accommodate less funds. If WBAI is actually able to pay $150,000 in central services, I think in reality we will not be worse off than we currently are. But it would involve the budget stating that. LaVarne, is it your understanding that we have to show a surplus after capital, or is a surplus before capital sufficient?
The small deficit
after.
The surplus should be before.
Okay. Then it is. Barely, but it is.
And I'm sorry. We have to consider that the capital, you know, if it's a deficit after, then, you know, basically it flows that it shouldn't, that, you know, you're going to have to not budget it. I'm sorry to put it in those words, but, it should net to, you should have a surplus, but it should be net to zero after capital.
Can I ask a question?
Okay, I will need to probably go ahead and send this out because there are several changes, but I can try to summarize them a bit. I'm also going to look around and see if there's something else in here that I could come up with. Yes, you can ask me a question.
Are you assuming 77% fulfillment rate or more?
I am only assuming 77%, so that may be the way that we can solve that problem.
Yeah, we can put another 1% because we have 78 now.
Mm-hmm.
Information.
That would give us 30,000.
Well, great. That works for me. Okay, then I will go ahead and tentatively put another $30,000 in listener support based on that calculation. Yeah, you can ask me a question. I think I'm going to have to email this out because I don't think verbally it's going to make any sense. And maybe we can hack away at it that way. Yes, LaVon?
Yeah, oh, just that here, I'll email the forecast for 2012, so maybe you can just reduce this and look at the forecast. Now, the other numbers are kind of not right, but the forecast should be fine.
I will owe our Paul a long, complex omnibus motion wording, and I understand that I will do that, but I thought maybe we could just kind of look at the raw numbers because I'm
Your voice is very faint, Tracy.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing any other way to sort of resolve this. So let me finish this document, make sure I didn't make any calculation errors, and then I will send it over to everybody. I'll just call it WBAI with Tracy's suggestions or something. So give me a second to do that.
Can I ask LaVon a question?
We can go from there. Sure.
LaVon, the statement you were just making about the surplus is necessary before capital, but as I understand it, what you're saying is if there's only a small surplus, then after capital, you cannot be in deficit, but it must be at least zero.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I think all of the numbers are sort of okay here. Oh, wait a minute. The numbers just blew out. Okay, so something is not okay. All right, one more second, guys. Sorry. What just happened here? Oh, that's not the right number there. Okay. Ah. Okay, somebody help me out because I changed a number in a bad, it was 3465. I changed a number in a bad way. What is the number that in your document is an AD4? And I have to fix it. Under listener support in the 2012 budget, it's 26 something. But in adding
54923.
Right.
Thank you, because I added 30,000 and I didn't do that right. Okay, so that's at now 26849, based on the fulfillment.
688.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Could I ask Arlene a question while you're working on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What would be the impact on the national office and other things if we can't get the full central services payments next year?
LaVon, that means that my schedule of the cash flow will be reduced in terms of paying back the major payables. That's what that means. That you know we're going to have to. That's what it means. Bottom line.
Are we going to do Bertol?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send this to people so they have a sec to look at it. I'm not, you know, saying that this is what we should do. I'm just putting it out there as a model. And we can kind of go from there. I don't think there's, you know, any doubt that it's not ideal. I'm just sort of at a loss for how else.
This is LaVon. You know, we have to be realistic in a budget. And Bertolt understand all of us understand the issues with BAI. And The one contract, I guess we can talk about, is the Empire State contract, which you guys see what the amount is. So we're, and Arlene has spoken with our FCC attorney, and we, this has been on the agenda all year. We're talking, we're discussing, we're trying to get more information, we're trying to get some movement on that. So,
okay.
You know, we're working this as hard as we can, you know, basically harassing Krigler about it all the time. So, you know, we're,
yeah.
we're doing the best we can. And that when you are set up with a contract like that, but, you know, I'll be happy to see those nice little surpluses in the future. But it, as Alex said, you know, you cannot turn around, you know, 3 years of spiraling deficits and fundraisers going down the tube and think that we can, think it can be done overnight, you know. Bertold, you know, I think you do kind of look like that person who worked on who walked on water, but I don't think you are.
Okay, Bertold, I'm going to send you a copy of my file. It is utterly unofficial. It's just sort of try to bring us to some kind of resolution.
Tracy, did you send the updated spreadsheet? I didn't get it yet.
I'm sending it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to give people a second to look at it. It is in no way suggested that this has to be the final. It's just to sort of put into words some of the stuff we've been talking about and try to get us going towards what we're going to do.
It's
hit the list.
It's coming. Its intent is that we be realistic about where we are, that we don't do anything too severe to BAI that will really prevent their recovery, because we need their recovery, but that we stay as far away from fantasy as humanly possible. So, okay. And everyone will probably hate something about it, and that's fine. The spreadsheet, if you open it, has all the Excel running from the bottom of the column, so it should be easy enough to change items and have the totals recalculate. I did not get into the assumptions or the other templates, because there's no time for that. That will have to be done once we figure out where we need to be. Do you guys want me to talk to you a bit about the noticeable changes, or do you just want to look at it on your own?
Oh, tell us.
Okay. Okay. I may skip some minor changes, because there were a few of them, but quickly, revenue is the same, except that I added $30,000 to listener support, because we are going to take a leap on a 1% increase on fulfillment.
Other than that, the
revenue number is identical.
Tracy, your addition did not appear in a spreadsheet you just sent out.
If you go to budget FY 2012, it does. It should say WBAI Tracy suggested XLS. It does. I'm looking at it right now.
I'm looking at it, too. I don't see it. Does everybody else see it?
I still have 2654923 for listener support.
I have it right in front of me. How is that possible? Okay, I'll send it again. Ignore that one.
I'm looking at the thing that's the total is 80 pages. Is there a shorter thing you've sent?
All right, let me do this. Let me save just the budget sheet, and I will send it again. So everyone just ignore that. And there's a new one coming. It'll just be a one-page PDF, and that will keep us from going. It'll just be a one-page Excel document, and that will keep us all from going crazy. Let me just save this one sheet. Yeah. Okay. And I'll send it again. And that way it'll be a smaller file. It'll be easier to handle, too.
You should just show columns AA through whatever.
Yeah. Right. And I'm going to get rid of... and I'm going to get rid of AE and AF because they're not going to calculate correctly. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, it's hard to get. The month stuff is going to have to stay in there because I can't get it out of here. Oh. I love Excel. All right. So let's see. So if we take it out to account, the way these things collapse is hard. All right, you're going to get the whole sheet, I'm sorry, but just that sheet. So not the workbook. Print, that print area should do it. Print preview, that looks good. It's, why is it 6 pages long?
It's better than 80.
Yeah, I have no idea why it's 6 pages long, but I will send you the 6 pages.
Change the formatting, margins, and...
Yeah, it's margins. All right.
For the pages.
Yeah, for the purposes of this, it should be okay. Let me just do it as a PDF.
Tracy, I'm not trying to be difficult, but how much longer do we expect this meeting to go? I'm going to have to leave in a few minutes.
I understand that may be the case. I think we'll be resolved in less than 20 minutes, but I think it's going to take another 20 minutes.
Okay, I should leave by 8:30, but I can make it to 8:45.
All right. I'm just having trouble saving this in a goddamn reasonable format. How should I do this? All right, A, B, C, D. All right, let's just save that. All right, I'm just going to send it as a PDF because it's easier. All right, hopefully this PDF will be readable. A PDF is less wonderful to work with because it's harder to change, but I'm sending it. All right, so the changes that I am suggesting pretty much go as follows. The only change to revenue is the $30,000 from the 1% increase in the fulfillment rate. To go through the expense categories, in salaries and related expenses, I made 2 changes. One is I did drop down on the 403B contributions. I'm sorry, Bertold. I thought that while it was wonderful to encourage employees to increase their contributions to the 403B, that is a budgetary expense, it was speculative. And I did raise the employee benefits up to $275,000. I believe that it's very possible that we may be able to save some money on efficiencies. I wasn't quite sure we could save $100,000 on efficiencies there. The only significant change to the administrative expenses is I did take down the travel budget to $3,000, and I did add in the depreciation at $1,000 a month. I took the $6,000 that was in board meeting and travel and moved it into the LSB election category, as we had suggested.
Okay.
I do not think I made any changes to programming expenses. In development expenses, I added in the $66,000 in caging. And I took a drop in the major donor expenses. They had been budgeted at $9,000, and I took that down to $2,500. Which I know is not much, and I'm sorry. I think those are the major changes.
$45,000.
Oh, and in the capital, The capital figures were, I believe, adjusted. We took computers down to $6,000, and we took leasehold improvements down to $20,000. And when I did all that, I had a and central services for the national office were at $150,000, and to the archives at $66,000 as predicted, for a total central services payment of $216,373. With that, I ended up with $45,000 before capital and a whopping $85,000 after capital. I'm sorry, $85 exactly after capital.
So it's $45,000 surplus before capital. Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
Yes, with a depreciation mm-hmm. allocation and an expectation of payments of central services, of payments for central services and archives combined of 216. I do not see how WBAI this year can do much better than that, but if they really do that, then we are not in worse shape than we have been. And the expectation is that scales up next year and gets to 100% pretty darn soon. Okay? So there it is. Take a look at it. And you guys can take it from there.
Yeah, this bill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find some of those numbers. Did you send us the right version of the spreadsheet, or could you clarify which lines you're referring to? You're talking about column AA, total 2012, right?
Look at my mail again.
Some of them look identical to what was on the original.
Okay.
Yeah, one.
Are you looking at the PDF or at the Excel version, number one? So I'll look at
the
same version that you're looking at. Okay, let me open it up, then I'll go through it line by line. For me, for whatever set of reasons, the one in Excel has been easier to read, but let me move to the PDFs so it wasn't working for everybody else.
Well, I opened the Excel one too, but I wasn't looking at that. So.
Okay, well, let me get the PDF open, and we'll go through it line by line. Hopefully I made some sense.
Whoever's at the copying machine, please mute.
It's hard when these meetings go so long. I'm sorry, everyone. I feel badly, but hopefully we're getting to the end. All right, let's get this into a Zoom. Read it. Guess I needed it. 100.
Tracy?
Yeah.
Did you include the loan payback of approximately $45,000 in your adjustments?
I did not.
Sorry.
Here goes the surplus.
It should be there.
Well, then you can go to a deficit after capital. You can figure out a cut to accommodate it. Or we can leave it out. What I heard was some controversy about how to handle it coming from some quarters. And knowing nothing about it, I wasn't quite sure what to do with that.
I have a question.
Okay, let me blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this PDF is screwed up. What the heck is going on here? Ugh. The PDF didn't pick up the changes from the Excel document. Shoot. I don't know either. I don't know why. Really, that WBAI Tracy suggested XLS file doesn't work for people?
It just looks like the
same thing.
Got the budget.
Jesus Christ. It doesn't look like that on my computer.
Like
all
the
right.
original. The original and not the modified.
Yeah.
But it's not. I swear. All right, well, let me replace it.